damn sweater. Hello.
Hi, Natasha. How are you? It's Malky.
Hi. I'm sorry. I was in the store.
No problem.
When you called me. Hello.
Hi. How are you? Is it now better for you?
I'm doing fine. Yes, it's fine.
Amazing. All right. So I'm going to be the one helping you with the...
A question before we even get started. Now, I do work another job. So if you've got, like, Saturdays and Sundays, I already have filled. So during the weekday, like the daytime, if you have something, that's fine too. Like Tuesday, I can do like probably 9 to 4 or something like that. And Thursday, basically Monday I do 8 to 4 already, because like I said, I already have a job. Tuesdays I'm off. Wednesday I do 5 to 11, but I can do something during the daytime because my kids are in daycare. And I can go, like, after. Well, no, I can't. I can't even do that. So just Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay, so
yeah, just Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Let me tell you, first I would help you with the onboarding process, and then you would be in touch with a staffer. When there's an available case, they would reach out to you. So I'm just like, in the meanwhile, I'm just helping you with the hiring process.
Okay.
Firstly, there's an... application, which we're going to need you to fill out. I sent you an introduction text. Did you have a chance yet to fill it out?
I haven't had a chance, but I can do it today.
Perfect. So that's the application. And then there's a competency test. That's graded if you do it or not. So as long as you do it, it doesn't matter if you don't get all the answers right. It'll be marked good as long as you fill it out. Here, I'm going to send you another text. You have what we need. The direct deposit for now, you can just hold off on. Once we find you a case, then we'll request that from you.
Okay.
All right, and then the I-9W-4, that's just your payment information. And then we're going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a photo ID and a social?
Yes.
Amazing. All right. So you can send that over through text message after we hang up.
Okay.
How about a TB test? Did you have one of those?
It actually expires this year in October, so I got the QuantiFERON, the one that blood drawn one. They don't move.
Amazing.
The blood drawn one. Stupid ass. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm off. I'm so sorry. I'm on the phone. Kids is in the way.
No
problem. Trying to get around. I'm so sorry.
You're right. You're fine.
I forgot. I'm on the phone.
All right. So application, competency test, and then the ID. We also need you. All right. So that QuantiFERON is from a year's time, right? It's from within a year.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So you can send that over as well. And then last thing, you're going to need proof that you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years.
I still got my old ID from 2023.
Fantastic. Perfect.
Whatever.
All right. Sounds like you already know the drill. So,
I had that.
It's not your first time signing up?
No, not for any job. I know some of them, this other job wanted like a little too much. And I'm like, damn, I need all that. They wanted me to get a letter written from somebody that I was staying with them. It was too much. I was like, I'm not doing all that.
Oh, wow.
Like, that was too freaking much. I said, that ID should be enough.
Wow. I hope our operating requirements aren't. I'm saying you'll start it and see how it goes.
No, okay. But I'll start it today once I get myself settled and everything and send everything over to you.
Fantastic.
And the question is, what's the... I do want to have a question because I forgot that I know I'm on Indeed. What was the pay rate again for you guys?
So it varies between 13 to 15. It depends on the case that we give you. It depends on location.
Okay.
How old they are.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
All right. So you send on a link. So let me know if you have any questions. And just text me letting me know on what you completed.
Okay. Thank you. I will. All right.
Of course. We'll be in touch.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.